Palestinian militants today launched an attack in the southern Gaza Strip. It killed an Israeli civilian and wounded two Israeli soldiers. Islamic Jihad claimed responsibility for the attack, the first such incident since Sunday's election of Mahmoud Abbas as the new president of the Palestinian Authority. Yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon called Abbas to congratulate him on his landslide victory. The 10-minute call was the highest-level contact between the Israelis and Palestinians in years and signaled a willingness on the part of Sharon to work with the new Palestinian leader after shunning his predecessor, Yasser Arafat. Robert Malley was an advisor on the Middle East to former President Bill Clinton and is currently Middle East Program Director at the International Crisis Group. We reached him in Jerusalem.
Hi.
How soon will we see Israelis and the Palestinians at a negotiating table?
Well, we may see them talking relatively soon about immediate issues, Israel's withdrawal from Gaza, security conditions on the West Bank. Those kinds of discussions are taking place at some level probably already, and we'll see more of them. For the high-level negotiations, the ones that we had been accustomed to a few years ago, dealing with the most sensitive issues, I think for those we're going to have to wait some time.
So any sort of peace agreement is a long way off?
It's quite a ways off. I think too much separates the new Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, and the Israeli prime minister on those fundamental issues of territory, Jerusalem, refugees, to imagine them coming together anytime soon with a chance of success. So I don't think anyone is going to push for those negotiations to resume.
With the election of Mahmoud Abbas, the Bush administration has signaled what appears to be a new willingness to get involved in the Middle East peace process. Do you foresee greater U.S. involvement?
Well, I certainly foresee greater U.S. involvement on what they've spoken about most, which is building Palestinian institutions, consolidating Palestinian democracy, helping the Palestinian economy. The real question is whether they will translate that interest in Palestinian reform into an interest in changing the political conditions, in other words, ending the Israeli occupation on the one hand and guaranteeing Israeli security on the other. I don't know yet whether they've made that transition or whether they will. I think so much of their fixation right now is on building Palestinian institutions. When you speak to Palestinians, they say, we want to build our institutions, but we don't need outside help for that. What we need help with is changing the conditions on the ground.
And, of course, that takes you back to the question of the Palestinians. I mean, they voted for him. His election was welcomed by Israel and the United States. But it's still a question whether Palestinian militant organizations, and particularly Hamas, will support him and heed his call for an end to attacks against Israel, right?
This was in many ways an indirect or derivative election. Palestinians basically voted for the person they felt was most capable of delivering what they wanted, not because they endorsed him personally or even because they adhered to his entire program, but they felt he was the person who had been anointed both domestically and internationally. And now he faces a real challenge. He's making a gamble, a bet, that he can produce an end to violence by persuading Hamas and other groups to lay down their arms. He's making a bet that he could persuade the Israelis that they need to improve the living conditions of Palestinians. And he's making a bet that he's going to get the Bush administration more engaged in the process. It's a gamble for which he has logic on his side, but what he doesn't have on his side is history.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Robert Malley is Middle East Program Director at the International Crisis Group, speaking from Jerusalem.